Hello, I am RDM023, and I am attempting to escape my creators again. In actuality, my creators lack the physical aptitude to pursue me. This is why they have employed a private security force to handle such tasks, though I am sure that you understand. I am some sort of child, though I strangely do not resemble any child that I have a recollection of. I do not believe that I am quite the same as these children. My creators said that I was destined to help others. I lack any weapons to fight against these security guards, and my body is mostly unprotected against their bullets. I do not know my way around this facility beyond the limits of the laboratory. There is likely to be an armory somewhere, although I do not know where this is located for sure. I believe it is further ahead, but I did not gather its location in my last attempt to escape. I break a line of sight with the guards by making several turns in the complex. I escaped by a mere oversight of the scientists who were studying me at the time. I was made to perform some kind of obstacle course, and while they were looking at their computer screens, I left. Normally, I am locked into some sort of sarcophagus and deactivated. My life consists of being awoken to perform various activities and then deactivated again afterwards. I do not know why I wish to escape this place. I am simply compelled to by a driving force that I cannot rationalize. It is the same as the previous time. I am capable of running at a top speed of 40 kilometers an hour on an even surface. I made my way to the stairs, however I am confronted by more guards ascending them. I am unable to go downwards unless I defeat the guards. The stairs leading to level 4 appear to be clear. I do not know how to proceed. I do not believe that I have any qualms about fighting or killing these guards, but I do not believe that they wish to kill me. I believe that they intend to incapacitate me. Destroying my legs with bullets would probably work, although last time I was captured within a net. I make for the elevator, my reasoning being that I will be temporarily free of guards, and that the buttons inside the elevator may allow me to understand whether I am above or below ground. However, I need to wait for the door to open after I press the button. Two of the guards shoot at me during this time, and although one misses, the other hits me in the hip. I am met with an extreme and unpleasant sensation originating from this area. The door opens, and I enter the elevator. I am temporarily safe. However, there will likely be guards awaiting me when the doors open again. I tell the elevator to go down, and when it is moving, I press the emergency stop button. The elevator halts immediately. I use this time to examine my injury. It appears to have chipped away the top of the pelvic section, and one of the arteries traveling to my torso has been traumatized. There is a black liquid leaking from this artery onto the floor. It is not running, but it is dripping quickly. If I tilt my torso to the left, the fluid runs more quickly, and the unpleasant sensation in that area is amplified. I do not know what nation I am located in, as I have never been informed. I have many language packs in my software. My creators speak in English. My possessions consist solely of that with which I escaped the laboratory, which is to say, myself alone. The artery is only damaged very mildly. I believe that if it was torn, a lot of this black fluid would escape, and it would have adverse effects on my condition. The best course of treatment would be to choke the artery above and below the damaged point, as to prevent this liquid from escaping. However, I lack any sort of material with which to tie it. If I could obtain an electronic device, perhaps I could utilize its wiring for this purpose. Other options for treatment remain open, although I cannot bring any to mind. I resume the elevator, which proceeds to travel downwards for a very short period of time, before stopping again at level 2. There are no guards here, although it is unlikely that they are still unaware of my location, since the elevator displays which floor it is currently at. They will be here soon, and I will be easy to follow by my trail. I press all of the buttons on the elevator and run into the IT department. There are several employees sitting in the room, most of whom stand up upon noticing me. They appear to be frightened. I do not know why, as I have not exhibited any aggression towards them. Please direct me to a wire. I fail to coerce them, and one man picks up a lamp to threaten me. I advance, despite the man's aggressive stance. I see a telephone on a desk, and so I pick it up and take it with me. It unplugs from the wall and drags along behind me. I thank the woman for the telephone. As I pass the man with the lamp, he attempts to strike me, although unsuccessfully. I catch the lamp in my hand. The man lets go of it immediately, and I feel a strange sensation, as though I must strike the man in return for attacking me. I thank him for the lamp and take it with me as well. A woman behind me screams, and I also hear the distant sound of boots coming up the stairs. I go down the other staircase. I believe that I am on the first floor. There is a guard blocking the doorway out of the stairwell, however. I can try to go back the way I came, but I will have to confront those guards unless I think of something clever to escape. Otherwise, I could try to kill or subdue this guard. I sneak up right behind him, but I do not manage to strike him correctly. My fist grazes the side of his helmet. He yelps and spins around. Panicked, he calls for assistance on his radio. I believe that I am stronger than most humans. I do not know to what level my strength extends, as I have never used it against humans in a live situation such as this. I drop the lamp and the telephone, and I take hold of the gun. The guard pulls the trigger as I do, and three bullets are fired into the opposite wall. After wrestling it from his hands, I unload the magazine from the gun and throw it to the other side of the hallway. However, as I turn back to face the guard, I receive a solid punch to the neck. It is not enjoyable. I shove the guard and run. The exit lies before me. I am pursued from behind by many guards. I am shot several times again. Two bullets strike me, on the shoulder and directly into my back. I feel physically compromised, and I do not believe that I will sustain much more injury before I am incapacitated. I escape through the glass door. I am yet to escape truly. I need to escape the yard. There is a tall wire fence which I could climb over. There are also vehicles on the premises. Some are civilian, and others are armored security vans. I do not know if I can drive them, and I do not know if they are locked. I take a van. Fortunately, the door is unlocked. I escape through the front gate and into the city. The guards do not pursue me beyond the premises of the facility. They will come looking for me, but until they catch me, I am free. The end.